Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Sonic the Hedgehog had a fine opening weekend at the box office, grabbing the number one spot and bringing in $57 million. That's on my family's agenda for tonight, by the way, so I'll have a full report for you on what I thought of it tomorrow. We did the D-Box seats. Have never done D-Box before. Probably won't again after finding out that they're almost $20 a seat. But that's where we're headed tonight. I'll let you know what I think of it tomorrow. Sonic's number one, though, drops Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn to second place at the box office over the weekend. It brought in $17 million. Fantasy Island debuted in third place with $12.4 million. The Photograph debuted in fourth place, barely trailing Fantasy Island. It brought in $12.2 million. And rounding out the top five was last week's number two, it's Bad Boys for Life, which is in fifth place this week and brought in $11.3 million. Drew Carey's ex-fiancée was murdered over the weekend after cops say an ex-boyfriend attacked her and caused her to fall from a third-story balcony. Law enforcement sources say they got a call to Dr. Amy Harwick's home early Saturday morning when they received a report of a woman screaming in a Hollywood Hills neighborhood. Cops were met in the street by Harwick's roommate, who said she was being assaulted inside her home. According to TMZ, officers attempted to get inside Harwick's home, but while doing so, found her unresponsive underneath a third-story balcony with injuries consistent with a fall. Harwick was taken to a hospital where she later died from her injuries. Cops say evidence suggested that there was forced entry and a struggle inside Harwick's home before she was discovered. Investigators located surveillance footage in the neighborhood and determined the suspect was a white male dressed in black. Detectives learned Harwick had recently expressed concerns about an ex-boyfriend, one of the non-Drew Carey boyfriends, by the way, and she was worried about this guy causing her harm. She had previously had a restraining order out against the ex, but the restraining order ended 2 weeks ago. Cops arrested the ex, whose name is Gareth Pursehouse, on Saturday afternoon and booked him for murder. Drew Carey had started dating Harwick in 2017, and the two announced their engagement in early 2018. However, they split less than a year later. He was just 39 years old when she died. Huey Lewis in the News dropped a new album on Friday called Weather. Now, the sad news is that Weather might be the last album in a career that Huey and company have been crushing for over four decades. And the reason it might be their last? Because the band's frontman, Huey Lewis himself, can no longer hear his own music as it sounds. 2 years ago, Lewis was diagnosed with Meniere's disease, which is a disorder that affects the inner ear and can trigger spells of dizziness and hearing loss. In a recent interview, Lewis said, quote, "I can't hear the notes. I just hear cacophony." Weather is the first record of original music from Huey Lewis and the News in nearly 20 years and is a collection of seven songs that the band worked on before Lewis's hearing problems became more pronounced. Of the problems, Lewis told Montana's Whitefish Review that he's hoping to recover his hearing so that he and the News can get the band back together and play live, but he said they can't do it right now. He said, quote, "I can't tell you that I'm certain that I ever will again, but in the meantime, I'm staying as creative as I can." That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.